You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Currently, there are 10 known cases of COVID-19 in the community, all of whom are based in Auckland and have visited locations in Auckland and the Coromandel. One of the cases is a nurse who works at Auckland City Hospital and is fully vaccinated. Now, I don't know about you, but I certainly find myself hearing people panic when a vaccinated person is infected with COVID-19. Or I see the media using the fact that a person is vaccinated to perhaps sensationalise their positive COVID result. I want to provide some clarification to the confusion around whether you can catch COVID-19 once you've been vaccinated, and if you can, whether the vaccine actually works. I spoke to the director of the Immunisation Advisory Centre at the University of Auckland, Dr. Nikki Turner, about the confusion surrounding vaccines. As an expert in the area, she clarifies that you can catch COVID-19 when you are vaccinated. The vaccination takes the sting out of the virus and seriously reduces the risk of a person getting severely ill or dying from COVID-19. She also provides clarification as to whether the vaccine protects against the Delta variant, which it does, whether it's normal to feel unwell after being vaccinated, which it is, and whether it is safe to follow through with your vaccine appointment during the national level 4 lockdown, which it is. Here is Dr. Nikki Turner. Commonly, there is confusion around whether a person who is vaccinated can catch COVID-19 and whether the vaccine actually works if people can catch the virus when they're fully vaccinated. For example, one of the community cases in Auckland is a fully vaccinated nurse. Could you please clarify what getting a vaccine actually means?
Yes, so a fully vaccinated person is much less likely to get COVID, but they can still catch it. Particularly, they're very, very unlikely to get severe disease, incredibly unlikely to die. They can still catch mild disease or carry the virus and spread it on. However, this is at much, much lower rates than an unvaccinated person. And that is the importance of it. Vaccination will dramatically reduce your chance of catching and spreading it, but not completely stop it.
And just to clarify perhaps some confusion that also lies around whether the Pfizer vaccine that we have rolling out in New Zealand, does that protect against the Delta variant?
Yes, it does. We want two doses to be most protective, but even after one dose, you're getting really high protection, particularly against severe disease. It works against the Delta it works against the Delta variant. Just remember that no vaccines are 100% protective across everybody. They do rely on our own immune systems responding to them. So the people we are most concerned about are those that may have poor immune systems, like people on cancer drugs or people on drugs because they've had heart or liver transplants or things like that. So some people in our community are more at risk than others. And the importance of the rest of us also being vaccinated, not just to protect ourselves, but to reduce the chance of spreading to those people.
What about people who have been vaccinated and feel sick afterwards, feel under the weather and a bit achy? What does that mean?
When you do get your vaccine, you know, many people do get symptoms after having a vaccination. You can get headaches, you can get muscle aches, you can get a fever, you can feel tired. Those are natural responses to the vaccine. But if after you'd had a vaccine, you still get some sort of respiratory symptoms, cough, a runny nose, anything like that, then go and get a COVID swab, remembering that vaccinated people still could carry the virus.
So that means that if you do get vaccinated, you do have the potential to feel a bit under the weather. But if you do have those symptoms that are connected to the COVID-19 virus, you should go and get a test.
That's right. So after vaccination, don't be surprised if you get muscle aches, tiredness, headaches, fever. They are part of the vaccine. But if you got a runny nose or a cough, that is not associated with the vaccine. That is something different. And then you should go and get a COVID test to make sure you haven't got COVID.
So just finally, the vaccine rollout was paused for 48 hours, but it's set to resume at a number of clinics in Auckland today. Why is it important to go out and continue with your vaccine appointment despite us being in level 4?
Because the more vaccinated people we have, the less this virus will spread in our community. immunity. And you know, I can't say this strongly enough, the evidence is really clear that the higher the amount of vaccination in your population, the harder it is for this virus to spread through our community. Our main source of reducing the spread of the virus at the moment is getting our vaccination rates up as quickly as we can, as safely as we can.
And so people that potentially have their appointments booked and are set to go out and get their vaccine in the next couple of days, they shouldn't feel nervous about doing that with the Delta outbreak, you know, still happening?
No, please do go and get your vaccination. The reason for the delay for many clinics was to ensure that they've got the systems and the protective equipment in place so that when you do go to the vaccination site, you are not likely to spread it between people. You must wear a mask, and you will find when you arrive at the clinic that they've got a whole lot of processes in place to ensure that people aren't mixing to reduce the spreading of the virus. That's why there was a delay, to ensure the clinics are set up safely.
That was Dr. Nikki Turner, Director of the Immunisation Advisory Centre at the University of Auckland, just clarifying some of those confusing bits around the vaccine, the Delta variant, and whether you can go and get your vaccine during Level 4, which you can.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.